tonight. GloucesterCast 261 featuring Ken Real, Kerry McCall, Pat Slade, Pat and Jimmy Dalpiaz, Kim Smith, and your host Joey Shimataro. Let's get it on!
That's a first.
That's a first.
That was awesome.
That's a first.
That was awesome.
Patriots AFC Football Championship Day. I am stuck at the dock, but I'm happy to be stuck at the dock with my friends taping a podcast. No, it's all good. You know, this is like one of my favorite things to do. Other than watch my daughters play soccer, this is my second favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what time does the game start today?
3 o'clock, and I have a ton of boats out, so there's virtually no chance of me watching the game.
Does Frankie's TV work?
That relic up there on the wall.
We're gonna get you a TV. Come on.
Really.
It's a test of wills, is what it is, because I have my internet that I can generally watch, and he used to watch the CNBC all day long on that. So I figure if we get another television here, I just don't feel like watching CNBC all day long. So I, you know, but on days like this when the football game is on, now I suffer. Because of
wish we had a little portable TV.
Ah, we'll survive. It's all part of the gig, and it makes vacation time that much sweeter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pat Slade, the new president of the board of directors at the Chamber of Commerce, also your real job is
the editor.
Editor
of the Manchester Cricket.
Of the Manchester, long time.
Yes.
Manchester Cricket. How long has the Manchester Cricket been going?
It was established in 1921.
Wow.
And it's been in the Slade family ever since.
Oh, my.
They had the printing company, and then they purchased the Manchester Cricket. And so now it's a combined company.
Wow. How many years has that been? For you, personally. I'm sorry. The question was, how many generations?
Let's see, this would be the fourth generation.
Wow. Usually, you know, it's rare. Usually, like, after the third generation, everything just goes to shit.
It is rare. We don't have any more family members involved.
Ah.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, now you're with the chamber as the president, which is a great honor. A lot of, fantastic community members have served in the past. And, you know, the chamber has been on a big time upswing in the last couple of years under Ken's stewardship.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken.
And Kerry as well.
Ken and Kerry, really.
Always there at all the events, crushing it. Yeah. But definitely more visible and more positive than they've really started. They're making inroads and with the chamber. We're happy for that.
Doing a tremendous job.
Thank you both. It's a pleasure. We love working with you guys. We love working with the community and all the businesses.
You guys also do a podcast at Cape Ann TV,
been doing
right?
Some stuff with them. Yeah, we're doing stuff with Corey, and we're in the papers, and we're really trying to reach out, you know, and better communicate.
Yeah,
everything that the chamber's doing.
It's excellent. They have a really cool podcast studio at Cape Ann TV.
Cape Ann TV.
It's right when you walk in. They have the mics. Real good bikes with pop filters and
their fancy state of the art.
Yeah, it's completely renovated. It's beautiful up there.
Do they do all the editing for you? Just show up and plop yourself down?
That's a nice gig. They edit on the fly because it's video. We do video as well there.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice. Yeah.
So wait, do you don't use the front studio with the pop mics?
We do.
And they tape it at the same time.
Where do they keep
the? It seems like a little small space. Where do they put the cameras to get the?
In the corners.
It's tight in there. It's very tight.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat, what are your goals what are you going to bring that maybe hasn't been done before, or more of this what great work has been done? Like, what do you think?
We are, you know, I really enjoy working with the chamber, and I represent one of the smaller satellite towns, so I want to bring that into the mix. Gloucester's really in the forefront, has the most members, but we still have Rockport, Manchester, and Essex, and their business people need to be represented, and it's in how we, you know, complete a region of Cape Ann, and how everybody is dependent on each other to make, to have a, you know, a good, great economy, and I think that perspective is what I bring to the chamber. I've been involved, I've been a board member for 5 years. The Cricket's been a member for over 50 years. Mm. And so we're, you know, we've always been involved. And I think this is a time when we can just gather up the entire region and make, you know, a stronger economy for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy promoting business on Cape Ann.
Yeah. It's nice. You get to meet a lot of great people. The chamber's great on so many levels. The networking is my favorite part of it.
Yeah. You know, all the events that you have.
It's like-minded people that support each other and stuff.
And I think that when you bring people together like that in a more relaxed atmosphere, they're able to share, you know, what they do as a business and what effect they have on Cape Ann. And to me, that's one of the best things that we do is the networking. Mm.
My favorite of those mixers are always when they have them at restaurants with good bars.
It is. That's true. Yeah.
Well, we just missed a great opportunity, which we're replanning right now, which was Ryan and Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was supposed to be last Wednesday, but of course because of the snow, we postponed.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to reschedule that here in the next couple of weeks. We'll see how we do with that.
And they're from Manchester.
Of course, Bobby Ryan, Slug Ryan's son. They're good business partners of ours, good friends of ours, and great community members. So, is there any particular of the chamber has so many different annual events every year? What are some of your favorites?
I think that I probably really enjoy the business and career fair that they hold at the high school. I think that's a new concept where we're bringing businesses. Usually when you go to a college fair, college reps are the only ones that are there. This concept brings business people in. So we have 60 business people that cross all the business sectors, and the kids are able to come in and not only visit with the college reps, but they can go to different business people depending on what they think they're interested in their career, law, you know, media, any of the sectors, and they're able to do one-on-one with people that are already in those careers, and they can answer their questions about how they got there and you know how they were educated and what steps they had to go to become successful in those businesses. And I really think that was a great idea to put the business and the colleges together.
Yeah. I'm really pleased, Pat, actually, that you said that, because what the Chamber is known for, you know, when we're out front, it's our events, like our networking events and all the community events that we do and all of our publications and the websites. That's where people see the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce. What we're not as well known for is what we do in our other priorities, which are addressing economic issues and education.
Mm-hmm.
And so our third priority, not list-wise, but our top three priorities is education. And we meet monthly with the local schools, Rockport, Manchester, Essex, and Gloucester, with the guidance directors and also Essex Tech, and as part of a business education collaborative. And Pat Thor, president of Bank Gloucester, is our chair. And one of the outcomes of that business education collaborative is the Cape Ann Career and College Fair. And so uniquely, we'll bring 75 colleges to Gloucester High. We have the date, it's March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And over 60 business people, as Pat says, which is truly unique because it's not just about the colleges, it's about the career fields. And so we bring in business representatives to talk about what do we do in business to provide a unique resource to the students.
That's true.
And so it's very gratifying.
So we brought the trades representatives from the trades. Not just kids that may be going to college, but could really go into the trades.
Well, we Pat and Jimmy and I last week we had this whole conversation about how it seemed like in the past 30 years there had really not been up and it's starting to, the pendulum seems like it's swinging the other way, where there was such an emphasis put on a four-year college degree that and such non-emphasis on the trades that there is such a demand for and so much opportunity for young people to get into the trades right now and right away start making very good money. I mean,
and not having the college debt.
$200,000
to go to a 4-year school.
That was the whole conversation that we had. Not to discount a college education, but you know, we talked about how if you are going to college, you're gonna especially if you're putting your own money on the line, that you better come out with something that you're gonna that is a, like a CPA or you know something where there are jobs that will pay you because. Because it's such a it's a you could pay $200,000 be $200,000 into debt or even $100,000 in debt or the trades go in and they'll actually pay for your call you know there's so many opportunities for internships and stuff like that that they actually pay you to come and you have a job waiting for you at the end so it's there's a big swing there
and also for the first time in 30 years. College enrollment from foreign students is down about 20%, and which is huge because foreign students pay full they pay full fare. So colleges across the country are having to let go of teachers, departments. So college for American kids is only going to get increasingly more expensive, I think, without these foreign students.
Well, they use any college education rarely even stays in anywhere in line with inflation anyway. It's just a runaway train. But there are opportunities. So it's great that it's not just the colleges. Not to disparage colleges, but
no, not at all.
But you know the trades are very
way past for kids that. Maybe not college bound, but have, and then sometimes people put off college. They go into the job market and they figure out exactly what they want to do, and then they go to college.
What are what is the chamber's relationship with Essex Tech? Is there a relationship?
She's part of our business education club. We have a representative from Essex Tech.
Yeah, she's a new rep.
So she's there monthly, and they're. As we support the local on Cape Ann high schools, we will also support Essex Tech by bringing in business people over there as they have career days, for example, or they're doing some sort of professional training like interviewing skills. We will offer Cape Ann businesses to that school just as we offer our local schools here.
They say it's tough to get in there. Is that right?
It's getting tougher to get in there. Yes.
Well, I mean,
because it's so popular.
I wonder why. Because you come out with and you're making $75,000-$80,000 right off the as a kid. You're making more than their parents are making.
Yeah, I've been to the campus, Joe. I don't know if you've been there, but
I've driven past it, and it is
beautiful.
It's phenomenal.
It is a college.
Did we say no to being part of that? Did the city of Gloucester say no to being part of that?
I don't know.
That was
are we part of? Do Gloucester kids go to that or not?
Yeah.
So it has to be part. Yeah. You. It's percentages depending on your population.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All of Cape Ann has some kids there.
Yeah. What an opportunity! It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful facility.
So, Kim, anything else, Pat? Anything that you wanted to follow up with on your part?
I think that another thing that we do is the Cape Ann Caucus. Which brings all of the legislators and our municipal leaders together, the fire chiefs and the Board of Selectmen, our town administrator, Bruce Tarr, Brad Hill,
and
Margaret Ferranti, come together in a room and they discuss whatever's going on, what concerns are going on in the Cape Ann region. So these people are from town to town are able to discuss things that are problematic or regional wise, and things that maybe they could cooperate on to save money or to streamline things. So I think that's another thing that we really do. It's not really publicized that much, but we do it twice a year. And for the people that are involved, they make connections and they have long-lasting relationships. And I think that's something that other people don't know about, but it's important to the communities that are involved in Cape Ann.
When does that usually happen?
March. We do a spring and a fall. We're planning it for March right now. And we move it around from community to community. So it is, as Pat says, another thing that is very important aspect of what we do from a kind of economic perspective, and it's not well publicized, in part because it's invite only. It is our elected officials, both at the state level and locally, and we bring in our community leaders as well, from public service to our education leaders.
So can you reiterate the three tiers? Education, outreach, and what was?
It's education. It's economic development. And it's promotion of our members, because that's what a main reason that we exist is to support our business members, and also the region as a visitor destination.
Okay.
And there's no other chamber north of Boston that promotes the region like we do, except for the possible exception of Newburyport. Newburyport has a visitor center. Newburyport has their own guide.
Salem's
coming on, but the chamber doesn't do that. There's a separate organization in Salem.
Oh.
Yep. Called Destination Salem. Similar now to the way Gloucester has Discover Gloucester.
Okay.
So here for Cape Ann, we represent the entirety of Cape Ann. There is Discover Gloucester, Elizabeth Carey, she's great, and we're working very closely with that organization as well.
Mm.
We have two visitor centers and four printed publications, 260,000 pieces.
A lot of maps.
A lot of guides.
We have
a lot of websites, a lot of social media.
250,000
pieces
of
print.
Send out every year.
Yeah, we're working on that right now for the 2018 editions. They'll be out in May.
So, Kent, give us some. Why don't you give us a rundown on some of the events that are coming up?
Let's talk about the big upcoming one this Saturday.
Most exciting this Saturday, mm-hmm. the 27th is our annual. Used to be called the annual dinner. We are changing up this year to be the annual celebration. So it's not a sit down dinner. It's going to be at the Shaolin Lu. We're having a cocktail reception first from 6 to 8. And that is catered by Vinwood, so it's going to be
yum.
And then at 8 o'clock, we have a concert, the Cape Ann Divas, and we this was an idea that we had 2 years ago, and it was a great success. So when Pat was the president, coming on as president, it was something that she would like for us to revisit. So we did. We've got Mari Martin, who has coordinated the evening's program, and the five divas are Mari, Renee Dupuy, Megan Wolf. Kate Barry and Amy Rich.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
When we had it 2 years ago, I hadn't really heard the Cape Ann Divas, and I was so impressed by the talent that we have on Cape Ann.
Yeah.
Blessed.
It's just incredible. And I'm sure everybody will really enjoy the night, so we invite everyone.
They're all local singer-songwriters, I'm sure.
And what a venue. So you can get tickets at the Chamber, I imagine. Can you get them online or not?
You go to Rockport Music. It's rockportmusic.org or call the box office. And what's great about this is the first part of the evening is the Chamber, kind of networking event, everybody from the Chamber getting together. And that's the reception and concert. You can also just purchase tickets for the concert only. So if it's something you want to come see, any of these women singing, you can just buy a ticket that would allow you to go in to the concert. Those are $50, and we've got a lot of those left. Not too many of them for the reception and the concert left, but there are some.
I'm a huge fan of Renee's.
Yes,
and Megan, too.
And Megan's great. Boy, she's doing some exciting things.
Yeah.
She's going to be, I don't know if you know, she's going to be touring in Europe.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she's with the Joe Cocker Revival Band, which is really fun.
That's good for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So she's doing great. And of course, Mari is just so talented and wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. That's this Saturday. And then going on into February, we do a QuickBooks seminar every year. It's kind of a refresher course. It's not really a beginner course, but it's a two-night refresher course that Horvitz and Fritsch helps us with. That's going to be at the high school on January 31st and February 1st. And then, of course, we have Business After Hours. This year it's going to be at the somewhat newly renovated Cape Ann TV studios. So that's exciting.
Oh, great.
We have a tour of what they're doing over there. That's on the 15th. Before that, we have the Business Women's Networking. We do these quarterly with the Cape Ann Business Women. And our season starter is at the Nest. So we'll be at the Crow's Nest on February 7th.
Awesome. I got engaged there. A couple weeks ago, I got engaged there.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. No, of all the places, right? But we got engaged there. It was the only place that I could have, like, surprised her. Because she knew it was coming. She thought I was going to do it when we, got away. I kept telling her I want to do it at, like, a really, like, nice place. Right? Where, like, I wanted to take her to, Italy or France, and we tried to plan it. Nothing was working out. We're going to Mexico, so she kind of had in her head that it was going to happen when we were in Mexico,
right.
And it was literally time was getting close, and it was. And I knew her dad would be there because we, I, the way it worked out, and not that we, I go to the Crow's Nest once a year on Christmas Eve morning, because we used to have a Christmas party here at Captain Joe's for the lobstermen, and it was Christmas Eve morning. We stopped doing it. And there's a couple of my lobstermen that I go with them. And my Kate's father, we invited him a couple of years ago, and he's like, I'll go. And he had a great time. So it's been an annual thing.
That's
so
great.
It just worked out perfectly.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
We saw that.
No one could believe that. I got engaged at the Crow's Nest.
Yeah.
But,
no, that's great.
Yeah, it's a good story.
That was kind of the launch of the whole, the rejuvenation of the business women's group, right?
Yeah.
Was we had
a
successful event there three
yeah,
plus years ago.
Yeah. And Kim was a little nervous
when we had 70 women there at the Crow's Nest.
Never had that many women.
We say it all the time. It's a complete. People that think it's like a bucket of blood, it's absolutely not. The bartenders are very proficient. It's friendly. The fishermen there are mostly like to tell stories and joke around with people. It's very and it's affordable. It's a good spot.
Yeah, we love it.
Well, it was funny. A lot of these women have lived in Gloucester much of their life, and many of them had never been there before.
There.
So they took this as the opportunity. It was, yes, I can go. So now we've been doing it each year. And,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, so that's February 7th. And then we've got the winter birding trip on Saturday, March 10th. And that's going out on the Privateer 4, Seven Seas, Jay Frontero, who is a naturalist himself. So he will be not only captaining the ship, but he is great at identifying not only the birds, but also the sea life that we come across. And we're doing it in March.
Birding on a boat?
Yeah, you go out to
Stellwagen. Stellwagen Bank.
Yeah.
Huh?
Stellwagen.
For seabirds.
So seabirds.
Yeah,
seabirds.
So these are the winter birds that are still here and are going to be...
He was shocked.
No. Do you want to join us?
No, I don't want to go on
the boat. The most excited person on the boat is Jay.
Yeah.
Jay loves birding. He loves to be on the water.
I bet we'll see tons of gannets.
Yes.
A lot of gannets.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just curious to me how these, like, these, the boat, the bird, where are the birds? In the water?
Some birds never, some birds, like...
Rarely
go to shore.
Wow, it could be very exciting.
Yeah.
They've seen puffins in the past.
I saw puffins.
Puffins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got an opportunity to see a puffin.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go, sign
I'm
up.
I'm so excited.
How about
a
penguin?
Did
you see a penguin
out there?
From
no penguin. Pelican, Tony Gross, remember last summer?
He saw a brown pelican.
Brown pelican.
Where'd you see that?
Wow. So every now and then you see a brown pelican. One time when I was at Niles Pond, I was standing there and I saw a big white bird, and I filmed it, and it was a white pelican.
Oh, wow.
And it was seen later that day in Ipswich at Cranes Beach, but it's the only record of a white pelican in this area. So,
wow.
And a month later, I was down there, and people from New Hampshire and Vermont were down there saying, we're looking for the white pelican. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, good luck.
Right?
Good luck with that.
It was only here for 20 minutes, and I just happened to be there.
This birding here is crazy.
Yeah,
it's so
crazy.
Fantastic. And more and more species have been arriving in the last 4 or 5 years. There's a plethora of traveling birds.
It's bananas,
mm-hmm.
I think.
But we have this geography that we jut out into this the airwave of the migrating birds, and it's the perfect stop off, right? Like they're going by. Oh, let's take a little rest here.
Educating us all on it through your blog.
What's that?
We have Kim educating all of us on it through your blog, which is wonderful.
You know something like the what she writes on a daily basis, like over the course of the year. Like the information that she puts out,
yeah.
It's like
it's stunning.
Ridiculous. I mean, it is outrageous, right? Like,
it,
huh?
Thank you.
It's wonderful. It is. It's great.
Well, you don't think I don't necessarily read it all, but I know that there. I know that there are people that are like, listen, if you're like some retired person or something like that, you got nothing better to do. They live vicariously through your bird sightings. I'm all about the Patriots game today. I understand that this does not interest you in the least, right?
No, it does because it's Patriots. Patriots interests me. Before you guys go, I wanted to ask you, I hope you guys are involved in this, about the wreaths on Main Street. Do you know about those?
I think that's the downtown group.
Whoever did them this year, it looks beautiful. It really made downtown look so just so Christmassy and so pretty. They're still up. I noticed a lot of people making an effort to have really pretty greens in their window boxes.
Displays.
Yeah, I think Main Street looked really nice.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Good job.
Yeah.
So one more big event in March that we have is the Irish Sweepstakes. That's on March 14th.
Those tickets are $100, right? Is it a 50-50?
I have one if you want one.
It's 50-50. So we sell 400.
Jimmy, me and you, we want to split one?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Whatever she says.
Unless you want to buy one on your own. I like to split one with someone because it's
more fun that way.
What do you want to do? Which way do you want to go? You want to split one or you want one on your own?
I have.
There's a dinner, right? There's a dinner.
Dinner, yes.
Yes.
Ticket admits to.
All right, we'll take that ticket. Jimmy and Pat and I have to split that ticket.
It's mine.
Oh, man.
She asked. So that legitimately goes on. You asked, right?
He's cutthroat.
Yes, I am. I've got a lot of tickets to sell.
Yes, I did.
I would say if we're keeping count.
You, as our new president, first sale.
Thank you.
Who's
got
a bell? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, fair being fair, how would you come over the top like that?
Yeah, it's really not often that I beat Ken out.
I'm going to give you this one, Pat.
Tenacious on the sales. Now you know why she's the president right there. That's fantastic. All right, anything in closing?
We've got a lot going on and great things are happening.
We're looking for an excellent year, Joey. It's going to be a really good year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations, Pat.
Thank you. That's quite an honor.
Thank
you very much.
We're excited to work with Pat and the whole incoming board.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's going to be a good year.
That was such a. Aren't they such wonderful people?
I love them. I do really love them. I do. They're really sweet, nice people. And they're working so hard. They do so much for the community. I mean, I see Ken at everything. What is that place for? I don't know.
Because we were talking about the move, because you missed your opportunity to do the move. The move is in quotation marks, if you can't tell. But air quotes.
Air quotes.
The move, which we always talk about, is you're supposed to say how much you love them, so that they can hear you as they're going out the door. And you waited until they actually closed the door behind them, and then you said, I love them.
Well, I don't want to embarrass
But you don't get credit for that, though. It's like a totally non-credit thing.
Well, no. She's got it covered now.
Well, this is us making up.
Well, yeah. I understand that, but, it's good practice.
I believe it's called witness.
It's good practice.
I mean, honestly, they're just tremendous
they're good
people, and they're great guests, and they're doing a fantastic job.
They are.
I'm glad that they offered you to go to the thing for free, so you can say these things.
Otherwise,
she'd be carving them up.
No.
She'd be carving.
I'm very excited to do that. It's not something I would have usually done because it's at my yoga time.
I'm shocked that you didn't put the hardcore full court press for the tickets for the birding deal.
So what do you mean? Sorry.
To see if they would have
the
invited you onto the boat for the birding thing.
Oh, they did.
Is that what they invited you to?
Yeah. No, at the beginning, before the podcast started, they invited me to go on the boat.
Oh, see, that's why you said now it all becomes apparent. That's like a clear plate of glass. Totally transparent. Yeah. Right?
I missed it.
I think they're not, of course.
You know I'm joking. Please, Kim. Please. You know I'm joking.
I know, but
they are the sweetest people ever.
They are the sweetest.
Ken Reel has taking the there was a little bit of tarnish on the chamber from a little bit of bad blood, and it wasn't, I don't believe it was the chamber's fault,